you were able to get some good work in regardless?
Definitely. Came out here, been able to run around, do coverage, watch drills, and just being able to take mental reps from practice is, feel like it's a win.
Now, what kind of takeaway did they give you? We talked to Jim O'Neill today, and he talked about that you're the best coverage linebacker on the team, but that you're going to have to really battle for some playing time as an edge rusher. Is that what is that the message you kind of got, or what's your?
I mean, this whole team's built on competition. You got to compete for our jobs day in and day out. We have to compete on the field for game days to win the game. I wouldn't expect anything less, and I'm ready as soon as I can get as soon as I can be able to get out there.
Yeah, it would be better to be able to do it with two shoulders.
Definitely, right? definitely.
And then, I mean, when you look out there, do you really see, just increased competition from Nate Orchard and Armani's coming back?
It's year two. Everybody's more comfortable in this defense. Paul, Scott, Nate, Armonte, all these guys, and it's me, I consider myself too, but I think that's going to make everything easier for us. We know what we're doing, and it's going to be easy for us to go out there and do our jobs, and I think it'll be cool.
How much of a disadvantage were you really at last year? When I know you played through it, you gutted your way through it, but just really, how much of a disadvantage were you at?
In this game, I guess what makes a football player good is his ability to make plays from disadvantaged positions. I mean, you have to go out there every day and try to make plays and do your best to make those plays. And I wouldn't say I was super disadvantaged because I can only use one hand. It was a drawback, but at the end of the day, I still had legs to be able to go out there and do my job at a high level and turn plays back and make tackles and run down the field on kickoff, punt, punt return, all those positions. But I wouldn't say a super disadvantaged position. I mean, I felt comfortable with how my body felt enough. I felt comfortable enough to go out there and play. So at the end of the day, I thought I was good.
They drafted you primarily, I know it was the previous regime, but to be an edge rusher.
Right.
How much do you want to get back to that, and how much do you think you have, double-digit sacks in you?
I mean, that's what I love to do. I love putting pressure on quarterbacks. I love coming off the edge, and my role was altered when these coaches came, and I've accepted that role. I'm good with that role. I like it. although I would still like to, rush every now and then, but it's being unselfish and doing what's asked of us and helping the team win games.
Do you think you'll have that chance this year to go forward more?
I'm not a coach, but I mean that's why I like the system a lot too, because we have different players coming from different positions doing different stuff. It's just you just never know what you're going to be doing week in, week out.
Nate's making a similar transition that you made out of college, going from that 4-3 to 3-4. What is the toughest part of that transition?
Learning to go back. You have it in your head to, quick get off, get around the tackle, hit the quarterback. And you have to, learn how to play in space and just, be comfortable playing in space, because that's the most important part. You can be out there, but if you're not comfortable and you're not knowledgeable about what you need to do, then you won't be a good pass dropper or whatever. So, I mean, just being comfortable in what you do and going out and doing it.
If they give you that opportunity to edge rush this year, do you think you'll bring a different rusher to the table than perhaps you did maybe as a rookie?
What do you mean?
Have you learned some more push moves?
Going into year two, actually year three for me, you just learn stuff. You pick up on guard tackle sets. You pick up on slide. You pick up on everything. And, I mean, experience is really the best thing that can happen at this position or any position, I would say.
The expectation defensively seems to be up there, especially for the secondary. For as strong as that is, what's that do for you guys in the front seven? Knowing
it helps us out tremendously when we have guys that can lock down man coverage one-on-one for however long we need them to do it, and we can blitz a lot of guys. That's going to do nothing but help us. First of all, get sacks, get off the field, third downs. It's win-win for everybody.
You're good friends, obviously, with Monte Bryant. Do you guys ever have, like, do you have a little healthy kind of competition going? You talk about, hey.
Well, we haven't really been able to, like, get out and really get into defense. So I would say, I mean, it's not yet. We wouldn't, I mean, we've only done seven on, but, I mean, it's competition will be there. I'll say that.
Verbally, though, do you guys, like, talk about, hey, we think we can do this or that, or let's both go out there and get double-digit sacks or anything like that? Do you guys have a little
everybody has their goals. I haven't really asked him what his goals are this year, but, I mean, we all have our goals of what we want to accomplish in a season. You got to go out there and play and get them done.
What are yours?
What are mine?
What are yours for this coming season here?
I'll let you know after the season if I got them.
What would you do for the defense if both you and Armonte are back fully healthy?
It would do nothing but help this defense. I mean, this defense is designed to stop the run first downs, first, second downs, and cause pressure in third downs and just get after the quarterbacks. I mean, Armonte showed at the beginning of last year that he can get to the quarterback and he can be disruptive. And that's the hell to nothing about this team. We'll get off the field on third downs, like I said earlier, and just make plays.
And has Jim O'Neill challenged you in any way, you know, verbally, as you leave minicamp to come back and be ready to?
Definitely. Fight? I mean, I'll even go to Coach Pett. Not just me, it's everybody. He challenged everybody to make sure they come back in shape, ready to play, call up on their playbook. It's just a general challenge to everybody to come back and be a better player than what you left.